Well, if you've been to the grocery store or a takeout restaurant lately, you may have noticed those new see-through plastic dividers between you and the cashier. They are sometimes referred to as plexiglass, but that's actually just a brand name. Businesses that make and sell this kind of plastic are seeing a boom in demand, and joining us now is one of them, John Short, General Manager of ePlastics. That's a manufacturing and distribution company in San Diego that sells these barriers. John, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So how much business are you getting right now?
I would say it's a lot. We've basically, you know, almost done about 80% more in 1 month than we would normally have and historically would have.
And is it all kinds of businesses that are coming to you, not just grocery stores?
It is, absolutely. We've got banks, we've got hospitals, we have the Navy, growers, nurseries, anybody who has any kind of contact between customers and employees.
And what exactly are you providing them? Is it just a big piece of plastic that they can, do they come in different sizes? What are you giving them?
Yeah, so you have the saying that the standard is there is no standard because everybody has some kind of different application and configuration they need to put in place. And so we have custom capabilities here. And so it starts with a 4x8 or 6x8 sheet of acrylic. And then we can basically do any kind of size or arch or radius or bend that the customer needs with different configurations to be able to allow potentially a pass-through for documents or money or a speaking hole, something along those lines.
And how are you keeping up with all these orders?
It's a challenge. I wouldn't say we're up to par at this point, but we're working diligently every day to try and achieve that goal. It just comes in massive waves, depending on what areas of the United States are releasing businesses to start opening and preparing for that.
Well, yeah, that's another interesting question is, are you seeing different demand in different parts of the country? Like, where are you sending most of your plastic to?
So over 50% of our business is in the Eastern time zone. So you'll see a lot of it now in the Eastern time zone being in the lower part of the states versus the upper. And then, you know, in places like Arizona and Texas where things are a little lighter, we're seeing a significant amount of business there as well.
Do you think that there's going to end up being a shortage of this kind of plastic because of the need for it to promote social distancing around the country?
Yes. In fact, it already is here. There's a national shortage across, you know, not just our business, but lots of different industries.
So if there had been no coronavirus, what would you be doing?
We would be holding our own in our steady rate of increase, you know, 3 to 7% increase year over year. But we are close to a 30% increase.
And what about getting your product from place to place? Are you having any difficulty doing that?
You know, I would say that because we're having, you know, some of the industries are down so much, you know, different across the board that the trucking companies have a lot of, you know, bandwidth to be able to handle our products. So we're kind of filling the void where others are down, we're up and filling that hole.
And are you having to use your own product for your own employees just so that they can make this stuff?
We are. We have a showroom in our front office, and then we have walk-in customers. We have about 150 customers a day. So our showroom sales have these shields in front of them. And then we also have it where we have walk-ins to our office in front of our reception and customer service people.
One more thing I got to ask you. As somebody who makes these shields, are you looking forward to the day when you can just walk up and talk to somebody face-to-face without having a piece of plastic in between you?
Absolutely. I mean, I know there's a new normal out there, and I can't wait to get to a new normal that we all understand and get back to that old way we used to feel.
And when do you think that'll be?
Not soon enough.
That's John Short, who's General Manager of ePlastics in San Diego. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.